My brothers and sisters, welcome. This week's gospel is short, but the reflection is going to be a little bit longer, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Amen. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.' If you have faith the size of a mustard seed," I don't know about you, but I personally do not have faith the size of a mustard seed. I have never told a tree to get up and move. I've never moved a mountain. But I do know somebody that has faith greater than the size of a mustard seed, and she comes to my aid anytime and every time I call upon her. And that person is the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is so profitable to go to the Virgin Mary, because when we go to her, we share in her faith, we share in her confidence, we share in all of her virtues and all of her good works and good actions. Now, how do I have this greater devotion to the Virgin Mary? Well, the greatest of all the Marian devotions is the Holy Rosary. This goes without saying. Popes, saints, countless saints have promoted the Rosary. Now, you might say in your own life, "Well, I pray the Rosary every day, and I don't find much benefit from it. I read all of these promises, I read all of these wonders, and when I pray the Rosary, I don't get any of those special graces." And I agree with you. I too had that same experience. I was praying my daily rosary and I wasn't getting any of those graces or any of those experiences until I learned from reading the book, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort, and as I've mentioned many times before, that the rosary, when it was originally introduced, wasn't meant to be a simple five-decade prayer. Yes, praying five decades is good, and I want to be clear before I get into any of this. Praying five decades is very good. It is not a sin or even a venial sin not to pray the rosary. So I want to make that clear so that you don't get a scrupulous conscience or you don't think I'm talking bad about you. The number one objection that I hear to people praying the rosary amongst Catholics is that they're too busy, they don't have time, it's asking too much, they barely can pray one rosary. I'm going to give you advice towards the end of this video on how you can pray more than one rosary, but you're not too busy. The reality is that I know a lot of people who pray four rosaries a day, and they come from all states of life. I know middle school children, I know high school children, I know college students, I know young adults, professionals, I know seminarians, I know parents with many children, I know people who work two jobs, and all of them pray the Holy Rosary, not just five decades, but 20 decades throughout their day. And I should start off with the benefits of doing this, because we will do any what if we have a sufficient why. So, for example, some of the benefits that I have noticed from praying the Holy Rosary is that you get special protection and a greater sense of the providence of God. So many times in my own personal life, I have worried about things that were going to come up. And every time when I've relied upon praying the Most Holy Rosary, every time Our Lady has come to my assistance. Also, Our Lady offers special favors to those who pray the Holy Rosary. Now, bad things are still going to happen to you. Your life is not going to be perfect. But when something bad does happen, I personally have great confidence that Our Lady is going to bring something good out of it. Our Lady, through the Rosary, also increases your love of God, and it disposes you to receive more grace in the sacraments. Oftentimes, people will go to Holy Communion or they will go to confession out of a sense of obligation. In all of the sacraments, we receive grace according to the disposition of the person who receives that sacrament. So if you're very open, you receive a lot of grace. And I have noticed in my life and in the lives of those people who pray the Rosary frequently that they have become more disposed in the sacraments, that their love for Jesus in the Eucharist, their love for Jesus in the Adoration Chapel has grown tremendously. Their dependence upon sacramental reconciliation and their openness to the fruits of the Holy Spirit has grown tremendously, all through the praying of the Holy Rosary. The Holy Rosary is kind of the key that opens all the doors. It opens the doors to the sacraments. It opens the doors to helping us to see the providence in the hand of God in our lives. Opens us greater to the power and the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And I've mentioned before that Saint Bernardine has said, and many of the other saints have said, that because Our Lady is a mediatrix of all graces, and she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit, Our Lady, the dispenser of these graces, gives what she wills, to whom she wills, to the degree that she wills. And so those that are devoted to her, those who are devoted to her through the primary devotion of Our Lady, the Most Holy Rosary, will receive more often to the greater degree because you are closer to Our Lady. For example, when I prepare anything, already this is early in the morning, it's barely 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've already prayed 3 rosaries this morning. Last night, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I went to the Adoration Chapel. I prayed my rosaries. I felt like Our Lady was saying, I want you to cover this information. And here I am presenting it to you in a clear and concise manner. This applies also, maybe you're not a teacher, but maybe you have friends and you're going to go meet with these friends and you're going to try and convert them. Praying the Rosary, Our Lady will inspire you about things to say. You'll also get special tuggings and pullings. Now, not only does it increase these graces in you, these graces and this openness to the Holy Spirit, but I have noticed in my friends who have promoted the Rosary to them and they've been praying more than one Rosary every day, that they went and became apostles themselves. The people that I know who pray more than just the 5 decades of the Rosary, they pray all of the mysteries, they leave a wake of lives changed in their path. Now, praying the Rosary frequently, especially praying all of the mysteries, provides you with a special protection from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. It is one of Mary's charisms, one of Mary's great privileges, that she is the one who crushes the head of the serpent. If you listen to talks by exorcists or those who attend exorcisms to assist the priests, they will say that once Our Lady enters into the room, once Our Lady arrives, that is the beginning of the end for the serpent in that individual's life. Also, as a father, I have noticed, and the role of the father is to protect the family, I have noticed that by praying the Rosary frequently, I feel like Our Lady enlightens me and helps me to see how the serpent might try to enter into my family. If you have souls in your care because you are a catechist, or you are a teacher, or you are a priest, or you are a preacher, Our Lady will help you to see the ways that the serpent might be entering into the lives of the people whose souls you are in charge of. And not only that, she will be the one, if you allow her to speak through you, to crush the head of the serpent in those circumstances. Our Lady is the one who crushes the head of the serpent, and she will most certainly help you to rid you of any vices that you have. There was a bishop who once said, you will either give up your sin or you'll give up your rosary. Now, when it comes to giving up sin, I have seen extraordinary cases of conversion. I have had friends that have lived sinful lives and they've started to pray all of the mysteries of the rosary, and in their lives, I have witnessed extraordinary conversions. And usually, you can notice this extraordinary conversion in the time span of 1 year, maybe even 6 months. People who have been involved in mortal sin, have been deep in vice, and their lives have been radically changed by praying the 4 mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. Great increases in virtue, where they are now at heights of spirituality that I even sometimes I'm like, wow, this person is becoming holier than me. And I was their teacher, and now the student is better than the teacher. It's not a competition, but there's no doubt that Our Lady, who is the mother of Jesus Christ, gives birth to Jesus Christ in the souls of these individuals, Our Lady, who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, is obtaining for them special graces of conversion. So if there's somebody in your life or you yourself are struggling, I encourage you, pray all of the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, and you will notice extraordinary changes in your life and extraordinary changes in your family and your friends. Now, as I begin to conclude, I am reminded of Psalm 1. If you were to read the first Psalm, it talks about the two paths of life. Those who, you know, live a sinful life and their lifestyle, and then those who meditate upon the law of the Lord. Let me read you one short passage from that about a man who delights in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. That's concerning a man who meditates upon the law of the Lord day and night. When you pray the rosary, you're meditating upon the life of the Lord day and night. And I promise you, you will share in the fruitfulness of the Virgin Mary. You will share in the fruitfulness of Jesus Christ. And you will be greater than any man who meditates upon the law of the Lord day and night, because you're meditating upon the life of Jesus Christ. You're using the words of sacred scripture that are flowing from your lips. And you're asking Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, the mediatrix of all grace, for help. There is no problem, I tell you, that cannot be resolved by persistent prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. Now, how to do it? Let me give you some tips on how to pray the rosary more frequently. Number one, carry your rosary with you at all times. The sacramental, the physical rosary that you're carrying with you will be a reminder for you to pray the rosary regularly. Also, because you pray the rosary and it brings you some comfort and relief and you feel peace when you're done with it, you will associate your rosary with that feeling of peace, with that feeling of protection, and Our Lady will use the rosary as a reminder of her gifts and the benefits to those who pray it. So number one, carry your rosary at all times. The second piece of advice I have is break it up throughout the day. Don't try and do it all at once. Start in the morning. If you have a long drive to work, pray one rosary in the car on the way to work. Pray a rosary around lunchtime. Pray a rosary on your way home back from work. Pray a rosary with your family before bed. Already there, on your way to work, what are you doing? Listening to the radio? On your way back from work, what are you doing? The same thing. By praying the rosary at these various times throughout the day, it will interrupt you and it'll keep you from becoming worldly and self-centered, because the rosary is a killing of your own will. I highly recommend, if possible, praying the rosary kneeling down in an adoration chapel, in a church before the Blessed Sacrament, kneeling down reverently at least once a day. That's where you're really going to be filled with these inspirations, these tuggings on your heart to change, these great graces of consolation that Our Lady will offer you. Now, you might be saying, Gabriel, I don't want to pray it in the car. Praying in the car, I get so distracted. Don't worry, St. Louis de Montfort himself has recommended that when you're busy with monotonous things, it's okay to pray on the way to work. It's okay to pray while you're doing activities. I, for example, if you want to pray with your children, I'm going to make a whole video on this, but I'll give you one tip, something that my kids and I do, is I like to play with them Nintendo Switch. It's a Nintendo gaming system. We play games like Mario Kart, etc. So what we will do before each race, we will pray a decade of the rosary. That's a way that you can integrate the rosary into your family life. Now, I want to encourage you to try this for 14 days. Why 14 days? Well, did you know that if you prayed the rosary four times a day for 14 days, that is the same amount of rosaries as if you were praying the 54-day rosary novena? I hear great things about the 54-day rosary novena. And in 14 days, you'll have prayed all of those same number of rosaries. So pick some intention, try it for 2 weeks. I can assure you, you won't want to stop after that. Your life will be changed. You'll have so much more peace, so much more confidence. And also, keep in mind that most sacred moment, that moment of your death. Let's say you were to take up praying a single rosary 5 decades every day for a year. That's 365 rosaries. Now imagine instead you prayed all four mysteries, so four rosaries a day. In that same year, you could either pray 365 rosaries, or you have the same person who's praying four a day. That comes out to over 1,400. 1,400 versus 365. I can assure you at the hour of your death, you're going to be way more thankful for that 1,400. Now, a quick note to those who criticize the luminous mysteries. I read the comments. It breaks my heart when people criticize the luminous mysteries. Objectively speaking, let's say you prayed the original three, the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious, versus if you prayed the joyful, the luminous, the sorrowful, and the glorious. Objectively speaking, if we're getting grace ordinarily according to the quantity and the quality of my prayer, let's just say that the quality is the same, we're praying as reverently with purity of intention, etc. This person is getting less grace than this person. Objectively, you're getting more. Objectively, I am now adding more elements of the life of Christ. Objectively, there's more grace. The rosary was originally introduced to St. Dominic by Our Lady to overcome the Albigensian heresy. Why? Because there are so many threats to Christianity. Now, if you look at today, what are we being threatened with? We have worse heresies, I would say, than the Albigensian heresy. It's so far widespread, it's entering into even the church. Well, when you're meditating upon the luminous mysteries, it's this meditation that brings us a greater appreciation for that. Because in the luminous mysteries, you're thinking about the importance of baptism, the importance of the Holy Spirit. You're thinking about the sacrament of holy matrimony, a sacrament that has been under attack for so many years, especially in this country. You're thinking about Jesus' public ministry, his preaching, his teaching. Oh, wow, wouldn't it be great to have preaching and teaching like that of Jesus Christ? We're thinking about the Transfiguration. We're thinking about the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist that is, as we mentioned before, is being abused and profaned in so many of our churches. We're thinking about the institution of the sacred priesthood, which isn't being valued as it should. So by praying the luminous mysteries, we are fighting the modern heresies of today. Now, October is the month of the Holy Rosary, and I encourage you to up your rosary game. If you're not praying any rosaries, at least start with a five-decade rosary. If you're struggling with your five-decade rosary, I strongly encourage you, please try praying all the mysteries of the rosary, even for a week, 2 weeks, or even just the month of October, and I can assure you that the graces that you're going to experience, the calm, the peace, the confidence, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit that you receive, the special providential care that our Lord will give to you through His Blessed Mother is going to extraordinarily change your life. October 7th is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. If you're not going to do it for 2 weeks, if you're not going to do it for 1 week, if you're not going to do it for 1 month, at the very least, try it on October 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, in commemoration of the victory at Lepanto. In the Battle of Lepanto, Christendom was under attack by the Muslim Turkish army. Well, guess what? Today, Christendom is under attack inside the church, outside the church, and all around. And still, just as they were victorious then, we can be victorious now through the power and the intercession of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon.